Winter is on the way, and actually, I'm looking forward to it. That, you know, I'm somebody that walks to work, so, you know, I'm out in the elements. So, but I'm still looking forward to it. Yeah, if you're always in your nice, warm car, that's one thing. But no, I'm actually looking forward to winter, and so it's coming up. We'll have a little rain in the meantime, but I'm looking forward to the Bayou Road Balloon Festival. It's again this weekend. It's this year. It's this weekend, Veterans Weekend, and it looks like the weather's going to be really cool but nice on Saturday. And that's it's a lot of fun. We'll be talking more about that. But this is the second annual Balloon Festival, Bayou Road Balloon Festival in Chalmette. It's at the grounds area right behind the Civic Center. We've got a lot going on this afternoon. RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is in the hospital. She fractured her ribs. She fell at her office last night. You know, when you're 85 years old, it's not that she hit that hard. I mean, she's not very big, so she couldn't fall very far. But it's just that you're fragile. You know, and if you ever had fractured ribs, man, that hurts. I had that snowboarding once. I had a yard sale. You know, like I wiped out. I mean, I even had pierced earrings at the time, and the pierced earrings popped out of my. That's how hard I hit. The pierced earrings popped out of my ears. So, I mean, goggles, everything, that stuff was all over the place. Anyway, had fractured ribs, and man, that is a painful, painful thing. So, when I hear about football players or anybody suffering with fractured ribs, I understand. We've been talking about the tragic shooting in California, another mass shooting that interestingly has not gotten as much attention as other mass shootings. And why is that? It seems as if, and it's getting some attention in the media, but this morning and really into this afternoon, I'm monitoring a couple of the news channels here in the studio, and still the chaos around the resignation or the firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and what might happen to Robert Mueller, and all of that political circus is taking the place of covering, not that these shootings need to be covered 24/7, but up to this point, for the most part, they have been. So it makes me think that we have become so desensitized to the news, not to violence in entertainment, but we've become desensitized to the news that we really don't react the way we once did. Oh, another shooting. 12 dead, 15 wounded. And it's tragic. Of course it's tragic. But it doesn't seem to get the focus because, again, some people, I think, become fatigued with the same thing happening. And to me, that's a shame because this really does come down to it comes down to what will get your attention. And right now, the political circus and the chaos going on in Washington, is this bigger news than a mass shooting? It's an interesting question to ask. We also talked about the White House suspending the press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta after a verbal exchange during President Trump's post-election press conference yesterday. Was the White House right to take his credentials away? I would agree that Jim Acosta has a tendency to grandstand. Not all the time. But enough. I mean, it's almost like he's not interested in just asking a question. He's interested in trapping the president. But that is the work of a lot of reporters, a lot of journalists. I'm not defending Jim Acosta because he does cross the line at times. But the president seemed to be in a mood yesterday to where he was looking for these confrontations to react to. He also reacted to a couple of African-American reporters who asked him questions, and he got upset with them and told one of them to sit down. You know, if you're a talk show host, you know, you can tell people to shut up or sit down. Now, maybe you shouldn't be able to do that, but you can't. I mean, it's a little different than being president of the United States. And some people love it, but I think to some degree we've lost a certain degree of dignity when it comes to the office of the presidency. It's become very pedestrian. It's become very, very streetwise, if you will. Also, I want to add to the conversation, Sean Hannity being criticized for attending President Trump's rally the night before the midterm elections. He was at a rally Monday night, and the New York Times is reporting that Fox News executives said it was inappropriate for Sean Hannity to be with President Trump at that rally. Was it wrong for Hannity to be there? Was it wrong for a Fox News host to join President Trump on stage at a rally the night before the midterm elections? my opinion on this may surprise you. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. And also this hour, I want to continue the conversation about the group Antifa sending people to Fox News host Tucker Carlson's home in Washington, D.C. He has four kids. I think his wife and kids were home. They were chanting threats outside of his house. I am not a fan of Antifa. People accuse me of being a fan of Antifa. Never been a fan of Antifa. They go way too far. They can be a very, very violent group. But, you know, again, people believe what they want to believe. But I totally support Tucker Carlson. This is wrong in the same way. I mean, they might have the freedom to do it in terms of freedom of speech, but it's not the right thing to do. In the same way that it's not right to confront people in restaurants if you disagree with their politics. There should be some safe zones. There should be the degree of civility that recognizes certain safe zones in our society. And your home has got to be the ultimate safe zone. But I also think that goes to restaurants and things like that. So apparently the police were called. I mentioned this earlier, wondering why the police weren't involved in this. And apparently they were called. And so the police are actually investigating the group Antifa showing up at Tucker Carlson's house. In fact, they're covering this. I don't know what they're saying because the sound is muted here in the studio, but I've got Fox News on one monitor. I've got CNN on the other monitor in the studio, and CNN has been covering this. They've been covering the Tucker Carlson story a lot, and I guarantee you they are denouncing Antifa. And I say this for those of you who think that CNN would never say anything negative about the left. I say this to those of you who think that they would never side with a Fox News reporter. There have been many times when CNN has supported people on Fox News as comrades, as colleagues. And again, I don't hear the audio, but I'll check it tonight. But I would be shocked if they're not supporting Tucker Carlson and condemning Antifa for doing this. Just want to set the record straight on that. We've got a daily Facebook video. It's up right now. Live conversation going on during our show. It's about the White House suspending the press credentials of a CNN reporter. Did they do the right thing? You can call our show or get involved in that conversation on Facebook at WWL Radio. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. Well, you know, we are free. We have freedom, but we also have the responsibility to use that freedom in a responsible manner. And I think it's wrong for Antifa or any group for that matter to go to Tucker Carlson's house or any journalist's house and chant threats and demeaning things outside of somebody's house. Look, I'm getting a report now that the White House, according to some experts, coming out of Sarah Sanders' office, the White House sped up the video of Jim Acosta moving his hand across the arm of the intern who was trying to get the mic. They sped it up to make it look more like it was a violent kind of karate-type chop. If that's true, the White House is guilty of doing the very same things that they criticize. That is the clear definition of fake news. Before I get back to your calls, and I want to read some of the comments from our WWL Radio Facebook conversation going on now about the White House suspending the press credentials of Jim Acosta of CNN. Here is President Trump saying that he does not remember the rapper Lil Jon.
Michael Cohen recently said you called black voters stupid.
That's false.
Omarosa has accused you of using the N-word, and the rapper Lil Jon has said you called him Uncle Tom. What's your response?
I don't know who Lil Jon is.
He was on The Apprentice.
I don't know. Oh, he was? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Have you ever made racist remarks?
No, I would never do that, and I don't use racist remarks.
Well, here's President Trump with Lil Jon on The Apprentice 4.
There was somebody that I thought was just an amazing player, and I think you two guys would say it. He was special. In fact, when I fired him, I took a lot of heat. People were going crazy. Lil Jon, come up here. Your charity is the American, go ahead.
American Diabetes Association.
And it's a great charity. Thank you. And you've worked hard for it.
Yeah.
And your mother just recently, unfortunately, passed away of diabetes.
Yeah, due to complications from having a stroke.
And you had a great mother, right?
Yeah.
I could see you loved your mother a lot. I saw that during the show. So I'm going to give Little John, for your group, I think they'll be very happy, $100,000. Okay? Come here.
You know, I mean, the president can't remember everybody he gives $100,000 to. I mean, remember he gave $130,000 to that porn star, and he didn't remember that. So I guess, you know, when you have that much money, $100,000, it's not that big a deal. Okay, so the video that I posted on our Facebook page is about the White House suspending the CNN reporter's credentials. Should President Trump have answered the question? Here's a comment from Sandra that says he did answer the question. Acosta didn't like the answer and was preaching to the president and giving his own opinion. His opinion was irrelevant. Here is another comment from Caddy. When is the media going to start reporting the news and stop giving their opinion of what they think the news is? And that's followed by a comment from John that says, spot on, and a comment from Christian that says, you might want to direct your comment to Fox News. More than half of their programming is opinion-based. See, that's what's interesting. If you argue that the media should not be opinionated, that would shut down Fox News. It would shut down Limbaugh. It would shut down Hannity. It would shut down all of those people. They're just giving their opinions. Now, you could not possibly call yourself a patriotic American and not agree that somebody has a right to a different opinion from yours. From Ponchatoula, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, I always enjoy your show every afternoon.
I appreciate that, Jeff.
I was responding to a caller who called in earlier. I believe he was a Marine Corps machine gunner.
Yeah.
And I myself was a Marine Corps rifle platoon commander. And Scoot, I saw many awful sights out there, but I will tell you one thing. It'll always be embedded in my mind, the sights that I saw. However, it doesn't make me a mass murderer.
Yeah, of course not.
And I think the training that that gentleman talked about put me in a situation where I felt I could accomplish anything given the situation. And I just wanted to say one more thing relative to the VA. There are many great programs out there for troubled and PTSD servicemen. And I was in private health care for 40 years with my employers after I got out of the service. And for the last 3 years, I've been with the VA, and I've never had better health care. And that's all I had to say, Scoot.
No, that's great to hear, and thank you for what you did for our country. You know, you can't unsee something. You know, even if you haven't been in war, you and I have seen some ugly things that we would rather unsee. But, you know, once you see something, you can't unsee it. The point that was being made by the caller earlier was that it's wrong to describe the California shooter at that country music bar as an ex-Marine and to talk about that aspect of his life, because that's going to make people think that all ex-Marines are potential mass shooters. And I think that falls on us. I mean, are we so mindless that if we hear somebody say something like that, like a description of this person, then that makes everybody in that group the way that person is? I mean, that's insane. And if that's what America is thinking, then we need to stop that. And yet there are people who think that. There are people who are ex-Marine. Oh, my God, it must have been the military that made him do it. No, the guy's a nut. I mean, the guy's, it's more than just, I mean, because a nut sounds like it's kind of comical. No, the guy is a psychopath. But people do it when you hear a black suspect shot somebody. Oh, it must be all blacks. No, it's not. But that's our fault for assuming that. And we as individuals need to do a better job of not making those assumptions. Here's a text that says, Scoot, you should be shut down too. Yes, I mean, if you shut down opinion shows, this show would be shut down. But so would all the other shows. But see, that's just it. This is a show. Hannity, Limbaugh, Fox News, it's a show. CNN is a show. To mistake that for the news is the fault of the audience. And when the audience says the news should not be opinionated, when you hear a newscast or see a newscast, it is not opinionated like the entertainment aspect of these cable news channels and radio talk shows. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL. All right, there is this massive protest planned for 5 o'clock today across the country. Let me find that information. It is being sponsored by No One Is Above the Law. That is an organization. And they have planned this protest, feeling like it was necessary to pull the trigger. They've been figuring out when to do this for a long time. And it's all about protecting the Robert Mueller investigation, which at this point, as far as I know, is not in jeopardy. But it looks as if things are being set up for President Trump to just have the new acting attorney general just end the Russia investigation and stop Robert Mueller. Again, I don't know if that's going to happen. Don't know if that's the best political thing for him to do. Many people would applaud that. Others would say it's crazy. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina once said that something like holy hell would break out if President Trump ever did that. And now he's going, oh, well, you know, maybe. And you know why? Okay. I don't want to say this too loudly. Lindsey Graham wants to be attorney general. So, you know, that's why he's changed his attitude toward President Trump. Here's a text that says, where do we go for real news if everything on TV is a show? If you watch the CBS Evening News, the NBC Nightly News, and the ABC News in the evening, they all have human biases. But those are reports of the news. You may not like some of the things that you hear in the news, but it's still the news. Even Walter Cronkite, when he went to Vietnam and came back, even Walter Cronkite had a bias against the war. And that came out in the way he worded things, in the way he used words, in the way that his body language it just showed that he was against the war when he was reporting the facts. If I give you a set of facts, and if I take the same set of facts, you and I are going to report those facts differently. And it's based on our perception of life and who we are. That is human nature. But for people to mistake Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC as the news, that's a mistake on the part of the audience. That's not the news. Those are opinion-driven shows. Brett Baer on Fox News is, I would say that he's newsworthy. You know, there are a few shows that are newsworthy. But for the most part, that's not the news. And people mistake it for the news, and this is a big problem because those are opinionated-driven shows. And if you don't like the opinions on one, then if you think opinions are something that should not be in the media, then just think of all the people you support who would actually have to be canceled, too. From Hammond, Troy, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
All right, Scoot, how you doing there?
I'm good.
It sounds like you were talking about the nature of stereotypes a little while ago.
Give me an example. I don't remember.
Oh, people, you know, if one black person does something, then, you know, it's safe to think that all black people are bad.
I think there are people who think that.
Yeah. I think it's people who don't know how to think critically. Anyway, I wanted to try to make a couple of points about the White House press corps. A lot of people were calling into WWL today saying that they should only get one question toward the president. And I think follow-up questions are important if they address directly the response to the first question, because they're there to sniff out BS, you know,
right.
And they're smart people and they know a lot of things. And if they catch if they catch an inconsistency or a lie or something like that, they're supposed to expose it, and that is what they're supposed to do.
Well, I agree. I mean, follow-up questions have always been part of the White House press corps. I'm going to have to leave it there, Troy, because I've got a break coming up here. Alec, if you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot. We're coming back to more of your calls. Here's a text. As to ABC, NBC, and CBS, I disagree with you. They're like CNN and the rest. No, they're not. I mean, they're not. I mean, if you watch with a... If you watch with an open mind, are you going to tell me that CBS Evening News is as opinionated as Laura Ingraham or as Rachel Maddow? I mean, that is just nonsensical. I mean, you have the right to say it, but it doesn't make it right. We'll be back on WWL. There was a shooting late last night, a mass shooting. I think 12 people are dead and up to 15 are injured. That's the latest that I have. Of course, that can change. And a police officer, Sergeant Ron Hellis, a 29-year veteran who was about to retire, was hit with a bullet as he rushed in to confront the shooter, and he died later at the hospital. What was it like to be there in that country music bar while people were line dancing and the shooting broke out? What was it like? Here's an eyewitness.
I was to the front door. I was talking to my stepdad, and I just started hearing these big pops, pop, pop, pop. There was probably three or four. I hit the ground. I look up. The security guard's dead. I don't want to say dead, but he was shot. He was down. And the gunman was throwing smoke grenades all over the place. I saw him point to the back of the cash register. There was probably 12 shots before I got out the front door.
He fired the first shot, and I knew it was live. I knew it was real. And my son thought it was a joke. So I pulled him down and got some behind cover and looked up, and he was moving to the right. He shot the front doorman, bouncer. Well, yeah, just a young man. And he shot the cashier. Just a young girl.
All of a sudden, we heard a bunch of shots, obviously from a semi-automatic rifle. The police showed up. Three of them went to the door. The other two pulled out. One, I think, is still in there. And now that I think about it, there's probably two officers down because only one came out.
Just amazing to hear what what are we talking about? It happened again. Here is a text that says, no matter what you say, CNN reporter intimidated White House staffer woman with force, and that's not acceptable. You may think that sort of thing. You may think that sort of thing against women is okay, but you're wrong, shows your character. Well, I mean, you can think whatever you want of me. I can't control that. I saw that. I saw it over and over again. Even the White House itself, and you might want to text the White House, because even the White House says it was not violent. And if it is determined that the White House did speed up the chop, or that what appeared to be this brushing off of her hand, if they sped that up, you know, that's not right. It's wrong. And it's just that you and I don't know who the hell to trust anymore. And I love some of the comments that I'm getting about opinions on the air. If you are against opinions on the air, then you must be against everybody that expresses an opinion. And one of the great people in this business, Rush Limbaugh, by his own definition, is an entertainer. These are shows that deal with news topics. I deal with a lot of pop culture as well. And we have opinions based on the news. But this is not the news. We've got the news coming up in about 10 minutes. Have you seen the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody? I haven't seen it yet. I'm either going tonight or tomorrow night, and I'm scheduled to do live video with the lead singer I think they're from the UK, a Queen tribute band performing at Harris Theatre Saturday night. So be watching for that on WWL Radio Facebook. We'll be back on WWL. Man, I got so distracted with everything else. We haven't really talked about Sean Hannity being criticized for attending President Trump's rally Monday night, the day before the midterm elections. New York Times reports that Fox News executives said he should not have done it. It was inappropriate. I disagree. I don't think there's anything wrong with Sean Hannity appearing with President Trump on stage. Sean Hannity is not a journalist. Sean Hannity is a talk show host. Sean Hannity is a strong supporter of the president. And therefore, I don't think there's anything unethical about him appearing with the president on stage. Here's a final update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Was it inappropriate or was it appropriate for a Fox News host to join President Trump on stage at a rally the night before the midterm elections? It's 50-50, yes and no. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I get a lot of very positive text. I tell you again that I focus on the negative text because the positive ones, they're not as much fun. But I appreciate all the kind things, all the supportive things that you say about me and about this show. Here's a text that says, Scoot, the Queen movie is outstanding. I would strongly suggest either IMAX or Dolby. I'm attending again at 10:15 tonight to Dolby at Elmwood. If you attend, I'll buy you a beer. Cheers, your friend Glenn. Glenn, I appreciate that offer very much. I'll probably stay downtown for convenience sake and watch it. But I can't wait to see Bohemian Rhapsody, and I'm going to either see it tonight or tomorrow night. And this Queen tribute band is, I've seen video and heard them. This guy is unbelievable. I mean, the guy in the movie is great, but this guy's unbelievable. He sounds and looks like Freddie Mercury. And they're going to be live at the Harris Theater. The Fillmore hasn't opened up yet, but they'll be live at Harris Theater on Saturday night. Looking forward to meeting him and doing that interview. And that will be posted on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. Also, you can join me on my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. Join me there if you want to send me a personal message. I get those messages and respond as quickly as I can. It's Sports Talk coming up next with Christian Garrick live from Hooters in Metairie, and the Saints rookie wide receiver, Tre'Quan Smith, is going to be the special guest. Also, there's going to be a repeat of QB to QB with Drew Brees, and that's at 5:35. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producers, Helen Centeni and Sheldon Williams, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And most of all, thank you for being part of our show. This is America, and yes, I've got my opinions, and you've got yours. And I love the fact that you never know what opinions are going to be expressed on this show, because this show deals with so many different things when it comes to politics and pop culture. Love spending every afternoon with you, even if we don't always agree. I'm Scoot. Have a great evening. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.